Hey, I'm back.
What, you can't even greet me at the door? You were too lazy to get off the couch, huh? Damn, me too. I would have loved to crash on the couch with you. But, because of a certain someone's stupid bet, now I'm in charge of picking up groceries for the next month. Dude, that was totally not fair. That game was totally rigged. Yes, it was. We're not even going to talk about the hitbox of your attack or the 200 ungodly frames of end lag I had, all right? All right. What do you want for dinner tonight? That bet also included me making dinner for the rest of the month, too. What did I get? Everything you gave me on the shopping list, duh. Alright, a classic I see. Get ready, tonight's dinner is gonna blow your socks off. Well, then again, anything could blow your socks off. You have such low standards when it comes to food, dude. Seriously, someone could probably give you a plate of garbage and you'd still find it good enough to eat. Okay, calm down. No need to get all mad about it, I'm only kidding. Probably. You wouldn't do that, right? Just gotta be extra sure. Anyways, move over. Let me sit down, too. Aw, man, coming home and sitting down on the couch is the best. I always forget how comfy this thing is after not sitting down on it for an extended period of time. Let me just take off my jacket and get comfy. What? Are you gonna look away? It's not like I'm stripping naked or something. Unless you want me to. kidding, you dork. There we go. Man, it was freezing out there. You're so lucky you got to just sit inside all day with the heater blasting on you. Seriously, it was like negative 100 degrees out there. Had I been out any longer, you probably would have had to get an ice pick to carve me out. Anyways, what are the plans for tonight? You did think about it, didn't you? Or did you just lay here all day thinking about other stuff? What's with that look? You know what I mean when I say that. Okay, now you get all embarrassed. Looks like you caught on. You want to binge some anime? Eh, I don't know about that. What do you mean, why not? Well, it's not my fault you skipped two crucial parts of that anime. Seriously, what's the matter with you? What dumbass told you to skip the first two parts and go straight to part three? Absolutely unbelievable. Sorry, my bad. It's not your fault for being a little naive. Just venting out my frustrations. Anyways, anime is clearly out of the question until you learn how to properly watch it. You know, like a real weeb. Huh? You just want to talk. No, I'm fine with it. It's just, well, that's sort of out of the blue. What made you just want to talk? It's been a while since we've done anything like that. Just in the mood, huh? I guess I understand. Well, the stage is yours. What do you want to talk about? Wow. Impressive. You're the one who wants to talk, and yet you don't even know what to talk about. Nice going, Einstein. I'm kidding. I'll just think about something. Let's see. Ooh, our 1-year anniversary is coming up. Bet you forgot that. Of what? Duh. What else? Be roomies. I remember when I first applied for a shared room, I was broke, so I guess I just wanted the cheapest option. To be honest, I never really even planned on making friends with whoever I got paired up with. I've always been pretty introverted, so I sort of just thought I'd do my own thing, I guess. I mean, obviously I'd help out with chores and stuff like that, but I don't think I would have really socialized all that much. Huh? You were thinking the same thing going into it too? Man, I guess we're both antisocial losers, huh? Then I got paired up with you. It's sort of funny. You remember our first day together, right? Yeah, we were avoiding each other like the plague. I mean, we said hi to one another, but we sort of just left it at that. And then you heard me playing your favorite anime opening and barged into my room like some madman. Turns out we had the exact same interests in, well, everything. Music, anime, games, you name it. I still think of it as a miracle, really. How I ended up being roommates with someone who shares so many interests with me? Hmm? You think so too? I'm grateful. Come to think of it, I never really thought about this question up until now, but I guess now might be a good time to ask. Would you want to stay roommates for next year? I mean, we don't have to if you don't want to, but it's just, well, we shared so many interests, and you seem to enjoy my company too, so I just sort of figured, you want to? Great, great, great! I'm really happy to hear that. So, how's the girlfriend hunt going? You find any girl that likes you yet, lover boy? Jeez, calm down, won't you? I'm only teasing. But, seriously, have you found any girls? I see. Well, hey, put your chin up. I'm sure there's some girl out there that likes antisocial weirdo like you. That girl being me. Huh? What? Nothing. I said nothing. Anyways, eh? What about me? No, I haven't really found any guys either. Though, there is a guy I guess you could say I'm interested in right now. What? Why are you so interested all of a sudden? You want to know about him? Ah, I get it. Jealous, are we? Calm down. I don't think he's anyone to be jealous of. What's he like? That's sort of hard to say. I guess you could say he's pretty interesting. He's cool, down to earth, talks a lot. He's a bit socially awkward, yet if you get to know him well, he's outgoing and friendly. What, not ringing any bells? What else? He's fun to talk to. He makes you feel welcome in a conversation. He's a good listener. He's a pretty picky eater. Shares a lot of similar interests as me. Wait, are you serious? You don't know who I'm talking about? Jeez, I get your dent sometimes, but seriously? Okay, fine. One more hint. His name starts with the same letter as yours. Oh my god. You. It's you. I'm talking about you, damn it. Jeez, who am I kidding? What's with that face? What? No, I'm not kidding. I like you. I like you a lot, even. I've liked you for a while now. Well, how do I put it? I guess I sort of just brushed off the idea at first. The thought's been in my head ever since we first met. I guess that's just how I always am with guys that I'm close with. I always think about whether or not there's a possibility that we could maybe, just maybe, be together. I brush off those feelings at first because, well, it always happens. I just thought they'd come and go. But the more we hung out together playing games, watching anime, they never did go away. If anything, they just came back twice as strong. And well, for a while I was denying it, because I didn't want to ruin this awesome friendship we have, but I think it's time I came clean with my feelings. I don't want to hide behind some sort of awkward mask anymore. Every time I've seen you for the past few weeks, it feels like I haven't been completely open with you, because I've been trying my best to push those feelings aside. But I don't want to do that anymore. I just want to act like myself around you, because honestly, I think you're the only person I can act like myself around. We share the same interests, we're both socially awkward. It's sort of like a match made in heaven for me. Jeez, sorry. I've been rambling on for far too long. I didn't even give you a chance to speak. I just want to hear it from you. Do you feel the same way about me? I understand if you don't. If I'm being completely honest, if you decline my feelings right now, it'll be hard for me. I'm not even trying to sugarcoat it here. I'll probably be pretty hurt, but I don't want you to just say that you like me too because you feel pity on me. I'm willing to take a hit if it means I get to stay friends with you. I'll heal in time, but I just want to hear your honest opinion. What? You've liked me too? Oh, jeez. Sorry, my face is all red now. I guess I just wasn't expecting that answer. I mean, I was sort of expecting it, but I was more just mentally preparing myself for rejection. How long have you liked me? You've liked me since we first met? You thought you made it obvious? Oh, damn. And here I was calling you dense. Meanwhile, I didn't even get any of the hints you were dropping. I can't believe I missed all of those. I just thought you were being, I don't know, weird, I guess. I'm really happy right now. Like, really, really happy. Oh, wait. I should have asked to hug you. Sorry. I can let go if you want. You're fine with it? Alright then. Wait. Don't tell me. Did you want to have a talk so you could tell me your feelings for me? I get it now. Well, I guess either way, one of us would have confessed tonight. God, I really want to kiss him right now. What? Nothing. I was just, you heard what I said? Listen, just forget you heard that, okay? I didn't mean to come off as... That was your first kiss, wasn't it? Yeah, it was mine too. I guess I didn't expect it to be so forceful. Oh, no, you're fine. I, enjoyed it. But maybe let's both do it together? Let me lay down. Here, you can lay on top of me. Your face, it's pretty close to mine. Well, obviously, because we're kissing, but, you get what I mean. Well, we can start whenever you're ready. More. What? Jeez. Even while we're making out, you're still asking whether or not I want to watch anime? You're such a dweeb, you know that? My dweeb. My cute little adorable dweeb. Come here, you. Let me get more. The anime can wait.